Macmillan Audio presents Cinder by Marissa Meyer. Read for you by Rebecca Soler. Book One. While her sisters were given beautiful dresses and fine slippers, Cinderella had only a filthy smock and wooden shoes. Chapter 1. The screw through Cinder's ankle had rusted, the engraved cross marks worn to a mangled circle. Her knuckles ached from forcing the screwdriver into the joint as she struggled to loosen the screw one gritting twist after another. By the time it was extracted far enough for her to wrench free with her prosthetic steel hand, the hairline threads had been stripped clean. Tossing the screwdriver onto the table, Cinder gripped her heel and yanked the foot from its socket. A spark singed her fingertips and she jerked away, leaving the foot to dangle from a tangle of red and yellow wires. She slumped back with a relieved groan. A sense of release hovered at the end of those wires. Freedom. Having loathed the too small foot for 4 years, she swore to never put the piece of junk back on again. She just hoped Iko would be back soon with its replacement. Cinder was the only full-service mechanic at New Beijing's weekly market. Without a sign, her booth hinted at her trade only by the shelves of stock Android parts that crowded the walls. It was squeezed into a shady cove between a used net screen dealer and a silk merchant, both of whom frequently complained about the